Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
All right, here we go. It is the Nooner. You know it's Memorial Day this weekend. Everyone, as Ari would say, be safe out there.
That's right. Time for some barbaric Nooners. Here, brought to you by the outrageously dependable Interstate Batteries. Go online, find a dealer nearest to you at interstatebatteries.com. Memorial Day weekend. Great weekend to go do a little movie action because
yeah, little
the
movie
studios
action.
Put out their big blockbusters.
Is this
you know?
The weekend?
This is a weekend, and this is something where they movies have been really getting trashed. This has been a bad year for Hollywood, and they really need this
why
summer.
Shouldn't it be? Didn't they all leave the country and move away? I thought that was going to happen. I guess not.
Well, I can't imagine why. Well, they're being chased out by a despotic ruler.
Are you talking about the kid in Korea? Memorial Day weekend is upon us. There was a time this weekend corresponding with the unofficial start of summer that was a huge movie weekend. We have now Blockbuster. Top 7 in gross earnings since 2000. Clay Baker, I don't know if you've looked at this list. If you haven't, I'll give you a chance. Number 1 Memorial Day movie in a... it said, here are the top Memorial Day blockbusters. To qualify, a movie had to either been in the first or second weekend of release on Memorial Day of that given year.
Right.
Of the 58 movies that finished in the top 30 in gross sales, the average Rotten Tomatoes score was 57%. Number 1 all-time Memorial Day. What do you think?
It's got to be like one of the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies.
There you go, kid. 1977, Star Wars, the beginning.
Oh,
the first one.
Really?
Was that the first one? I don't watch those movies. Was
no,
Star
I was
Wars
talking
the first
Indiana
one?
Jones. Indiana Jones did
was
their...
Was that the first one?
Well,
no.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first of the three in the Indiana Jones saga, and they would do a Memorial Day thing. Star Wars started on Memorial Day. Well, that's not even a fair list. That's like the biggest movie of
all
time.
Here's the top three.
Hell, man.
Star Wars, number 2, Empire Strikes Back, number 3, Return of the Jedi. So the top three are all those weird Star Wars movies.
Good God. Well, that's how you do a summer blockbuster. So they started off with the Lucas films?
Yes.
The three.
The number 4, the first non-weird Star Wars movie. Number 4, 1986 blockbuster movie, Memorial Day weekend. Tommy Cruise and Top Gun.
Oh, shut the door. Yes,
that makes sense.
Dude, that was a big movie, and that stayed in the theaters for like a year after the Memorial Day release. Everyone remembers how that was like Tom Cruise's big role. I mean, he had done a couple movies before then, but after he did that one troll movie in 1983, everyone was like, oh, we got some aspersions about Tom. But Tom came back hardcore.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Maverick.
There you go, Maverick. Is it wrong of me to suggest that Kelly McGillis was kind of hot back then, but changed over the years?
Well, she did. She changed. She changed.
There was a little change there to a vast different look.
She did that movie as like the sex symbol. Then the next movie she did, she played the lawyer for Jodie Foster in The Accused. And everything went off the rails back then. Thanks a lot.
We'll finish it out here. Top 5, number 5 all-time blockbuster, 1979, Alien.
Oh, really? That movie is still awesome. Today, that is still a scary friggin' movie.
Really?
I love Alien. One of these days, when we tie you down, we'll make you watch one of the classics, and that's one of them. You're still trying to figure out how to watch Star Wars.
I've never seen it, never will. Why would I?
I'm Eamon McDonald.
I'd watch Hoosiers for the 110th straight time before I watch Star Wars. The quest to break the Guinness record for world's largest... Oh, yes, orgy. Is still plowing ahead, despite the original venue for getting cold feet. Sin City 8... Less than 2 weeks from attempting to break the world record, currently held by Japan. Now, those people are crazy. 500 people simultaneously having sex. The attempt is part of a gigantic weekend that was set to take place at the Embassy Suites. This is the hotel right next to UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
The one, you got the softball field and the track, then you walk across the street and you have orgies, I guess, over at this Embassy Suites.
Too low?
Yes. Teams stay there. When they come to play the Rebels, because it's such a, you know, such a little short trip to Thomas and Mac.
Is that where Mrs. Patino stayed, too? That's what
Now let's not get into a name Patino and Ori. Come on.
I'm just saying that when she got dropped off at the airport.
Ricky'd be first out. Come on. Ricky'd start it off. He'd be over in 10 seconds. The weekend was set to take place at the NBC Suites, but apparently the hotel didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
Oh, baloney.
And
baloney.
Have since bailed on it.
Garbage.
Unfortunately, Sin City 8 has already sold a ton of tickets. Oh, what a shock. Which included guests staying at the hotel and promoters were not going to throw their patrons out naked in the street. Management of the NBC Suites Las Vegas tells The Blast, we reached an agreement with the group. Guests of the group are welcome to stay at our hotel, but no events of any kind associated with Sin City 8 will take place. I don't understand this. So now you have I don't understand it. What if it's just a nice couple from Des Moines coming in, they get a little crazy in your room and have sex? Are they now included in the Sin City 8? And if not, they're telling these people they can't do that. How can you as a hotel tell these people you can't fool around?
Well, because you're probably leasing out.
And how would they know?
Well, probably because it's not. If you're going to have the world's largest, it can't be in the suite or
one of those ballrooms.
Double.
You're
you
got to
have it like in a big ballroom. You got to watch the carpet because it's going to get awfully sticky.
What a shock it would be if I was on the 6 mile run on the treadmill like I do at hotels and stumble into that place. What the hell's going on?
Yeah,
where's the treadmill, for Christ's sake?
I'm looking for a Gatorade in the little vending machine, and you go in the wrong hallway.
Where's the peanuts and the Gatorade? Am I supposed to pull up a chair? Christ!
There's no surprise that Sin City 8 got the kind of like fanfare it did, because all around the world people wanted to get in on this, and it was like for like I think it's like June 2nd I think is the day it's going to happen. And
why do you know so many details about this? Is this a Moose Lodge production?
No, when you were sitting there in the sleigh ride in Winnipeg, we were talking about this story, and you know, so $200 if a man wants to, it's if for couples it's like $100 if a man, a single male, wants to go, $200. If a single female wants to go, it's like $25.
Yeah, but what if you're a sight? Nobody wants to hang out with you in that way, and you blow $200. You walk in, they're like, yeah, I don't think so, Charlie. But then you've blown $200. How do you know you'll really be accepted into the Sin City 8? Is there some kind of, like, video application form you have to, like, send your face in and say you're a normal person?
You are normal people. These are normal people. They're just taking advantage of, like, the inhibitionless Las Vegas, which is what this town has been known for. Now, another venue stood up and took the reins. And we all know the great Artisan Hotel has been there for many years for people.
Oh, someone stepped up for this.
To do these kind of ventures. They've had swingers nights for many, many years. And the Erotic Heritage Museum on Industrial is
also
going to be the
venue.
Well, you
know way too much about this stuff.
Is this like a Moose Lodge thing where you have to know all this crazy stuff? You know a lot about this stuff, by the way.
I'm trying to be the event coordinator at the Moose Lodge, and I'm trying
to
bone
up. How much do you want
to
be the event coordinator of Sin City 8? Kick the Japanese ass.
No, man. My ticker wouldn't take for it. You think your eye's twitching?
Your whole body be twitching. They carry out in a gurney.
Yeah, giveaway.
Oh, you love this kid in the stories. What a lunatic, Lenny Dykstra. Well, we knew he was a lunatic before. Arrested for making terrorist threats while possessing multiple drugs, now quoting Taylor Swift.
No, not Lenny.
No, not Lenny. More former Major League Baseball star Lenny Dykstra was arrested Wednesday morning after threatening an Uber driver. See, I've done that with the ratings, but I don't go crazy. I'm like, hey, come on, I'm a 5-0. Give me 5 stars. Threatening an Uber driver while having cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana in his possession. Uber driver told police when he refused to change the direction per Dykstra's request, I guess, turn around.
No, Dykstra he wanted to go to a different spot. So instead of going to,
he wanted to end up.
Yeah, I
he wanted to end up at the Sin City 8. Instead, right. They took him to Jersey.
Or to another dealer because it looks like he's having a lucky night.
Dykstra pulled out a gun, pointed it at his head, at the Uber guy's head, and threatened to kill him. Police say before stopping at headquarters, the driver is trying to get the attention of the police by speeding near the police station and honking his horn. So you've got some crazy Uber driver in his Toyota going 100 miles an hour past the police station honking his horn because crazy Lenny Dykstra's in the back pointing the gun at his head while he's all coked up with the marijuana and the ecstasy. When the police got to Dykstra, they did not find a gun.
No.
No.
No, because his pockets were full of marijuana and ecstasy.
Dykstra was arrested for making terrorist threats and numerous drug possession offenses. After being arrested, Dykstra spent the afternoon quoting popular musicians on Twitter. So this kid's in jail saying on Twitter, but I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying gonna be all right. Taylor Swift lyrics from jail? Boy, he must have been high and popped off something. Well, how did he get on Twitter? Don't they take people's phones?
Oh, yeah, good point, right? Yeah,
why is he on Twitter in jail?
He immediately popped, and people have been saying, like, you know, they've been asking him, coming up to him, saying, you know, hey, you want to comment about the race? He's like, I was never arrested. Nothing really happened. This is just a day in the life in Lenny Dykstra. Like, Lenny, you're the guy that stole $18 million from a California mansion and then sold goods before you filed for bankruptcy. You're also the guy that stole $50,000 of jewelry from a porn star. I mean, he is like, destroyed Jim Cramer's career that used to be on financial MSNBC. Like, everyone he comes into contact with goes down in a huge downward spiral.
You know who Jared the intern's favorite baseball team is?
Who's that?
No, the Mets.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And then the next quote, he comes out on Twitter. Hey, just think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world, you could have been getting down to this sick beat. I blame this guy more for knowing Taylor Swift lyrics and having all the coke and marijuana in the gun. This is almost more of an indictment than this kid than the other stuff. How does he know all these Taylor Swift lyrics under the pressure of being in the can with your phone and you're with Larry in jail and you keep pounding out Taylor Swift lyrics?
Dykstra used to call himself, what was his nickname? Was it Bones or was it... Oh, my God. He used to go around to women outside of the clubhouse when he played for the Mets. He'd say, hey, did you come and watch me play? You know my name? My name's Lenny Dykstra. Come and watch me. And, like, this guy has been, like, a predator in the highest regard.
What's he looking for? Annie from, you know, Annie from the minor leagues? Is he looking for her? And then how about the last tweet from Lenny Dykstra? What doesn't kill you dash Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
My God, you thought I had bad music for the treadmill run. This kid's going back-to-back with Swift and Clarkson? Hopped up on coke?
I thought for sure he was going to, like, call me maybe, baby. I don't know.
55!
Let's beat the
Mets.
Shoot
me if my eye twitches at that age and I'm doing Taylor Swift. You just take it out and end it at that point.
I think earlier this year he was charged with making, like, terroristic threats and stuff like that to other, like, legal officials. So at age 55, we're just trying to find a place for Lenny to enjoy himself and have fun. And I think he should come to Las Vegas, to be honest with you, and join the great Mets crew here.
Where do you think the gun went? Do you think there's ever a gun? Why did that Uber guy say there was a gun?
Right, where did the gun go? Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm not going to say that it didn't happen. Obviously, the Uber guy was a little
upset. Oh, something happened in the car.
But see, Lenny is never, like, less than proud about anything. This is just a day in the life of Lenny trying to be Lenny. But, man, that's a lot of junk in a system for an old guy. This may not be much longer.
The
we have Lenny Dykstra stories.
The cocaine. How does he walk this guy? The Molly, Taylor Swift, and Kelly Clarkson. What a disaster.
Do you think Lenny looks in the mirror and sees himself not at 55 but at 25 still?
Well, did you see the mugshot? Nick Nolte.
Yeah, I thought it was Dick the Bruiser, the old wrestler. I mean, he's got, like, cauliflower ears, and he's not aging well, even though it looks like he goes to the spray tanner a lot.
Jeez.
Oh, it's the Nooner brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Recommended 5-1 by Professional Auto Techs. When we come back, we'll be joined by RJ Bell from pregame.com. But at 12:30, Golden Knights fans, you want to listen in. We'll be joined by Braden McNabb here on the Press Box.
That's the sound cosmic.
Watch out for the accidents along the surface streets. That includes Charleston at Valley View, Charleston at Rainbow, and downtown Main Street at Stewart.
Calling all golfers for the Rock the Socks Golf Classic, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas at 8 a.m. on Friday, June 1st at Bear's Best, featuring a hosted beverage cart, raffle prizes, and awards luncheon. Visit rmhlv.org to register.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
It's time to replace our district attorney. Why? D.A. Wolfson refused to pursue charges when a Henderson policeman beat a motorist in diabetic shock. Wolfson declined to prosecute one of his own employees who stole nearly $42,000. And Wolfson refused to extradite a man wanted for child pornography. Wolfson's opponent is attorney Robert Langford. He'll stand up for fairness and justice. It's time to elect a D.A. we can trust. On June 12th, vote Robert Langford for district attorney. Paid for by People's PAC.
Yeah! Nick here with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill, celebrating Vegas hockey as we head into the Western Conference Finals. Ditch the burger and fries and score big all month long in May. Come in wearing your Vegas hockey gear to score free baklava. Plus, on game day, receive 10% off all catering orders. Three Valley locations. Order online at stefanoslv.com. Gear up in May and celebrate the Western Conference Finals with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill.
Real food, real fast, real healthy.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled. Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The countdown has begun. Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, will have their home opener at Mandalay Bay Event Center May 27th with legendary coach Bill Laimbeer leading the charge and WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, making her professional debut. Single game tickets are on sale now at LasVegasAces.com. That's LasVegasAces.com.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
It's the Press Box here on a Thursday. Braden McNabb of the Golden Knights will join us here at the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes at 12:30. And joining us now is pregame.com's RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. How are you, RJ?
Excellent, excellent. So over, what, about 10 days since legalization, and yeah. I like the way things are going.
Yeah, there's a brewing system going on in and around the world. You know, when you think about what Las Vegas will have to deal with, maybe as far as competition with other markets having legalized sports betting. But do you happen to find that the comments made earlier this week by Commissioner Roger Goodell talking about federal regulation, how that could be an absolute nightmare for Southern Nevada?
Yeah, you know, listen, I said this last week, but it really bears repeating. The NFL made a bet, and that bet was against New Jersey, against this move towards freeing up the states. And the NFL and the other leagues lost that bet. But like Joe Pesci in Casino, they lost the bet and they still wanted to get paid. And in a way, you got to give them credit for the guts. But on the other hand, you got to give the states credit because it seems like they're standing up. The debate has moved from 1% of the handle for the leagues to 0.25% or none. And I think either of those are fine. And you might say, well, RJ, why would we give the league 0.25%? Why would the bookmakers? It's because of their participation. If we can buy them off in a way and not resist us as much, it's probably worth 0.25% or so. So to me, the states are standing up. As you've mentioned, though, is the response is going to be, okay, let's circumvent the states and make this federal. Here's the problem if it was a federal framework. Imagine there's a spectrum of willingness to have sports betting in your state. With Vegas being, let's say, the on the liberal side, and not politically, but liberal as in being free with it, and saying, okay, you can bet $1 million if you want, if the bookie will take it, you can bet on Sunday, all the other things. Now, there's going to be some states that's going to be that open-minded. Great. But then there's going to be states that say, you know something, let's allow betting on professional sports but not college sports. Or other states might say, let's allow it but only a $500 limit. Whatever that is, if that limit, if that choice is between no betting in that state and some limited betting, I would much prefer for the residents there the limited betting. Well, if you put in a federal framework, if it's extremely liberal, then that means there's a lot of states along that spectrum that's going to say no because they want more limitations. And if it's more limited, the federal framework, then it's going to hurt the states like Nevada that want to go whole hog. So to me, this is a states' rights issue. I understand the NFL isn't successful right now dealing with the states, so they want to use their influence in Congress. I hope it doesn't happen.
Good stuff there, RJ. You've also got a ticket on your notes today, $50 to win $25,000. Vegas Golden Knights have been going crazy. Tell me about the odds in this series, and I like your note here. No champion in this century of NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, Major League Baseball, or the NHL has been a greater than 100 to 1 long shot. So if they win it, obviously we are looking at somewhat of a historical achievement.
I think more than somewhat, right? Because if you go back to the Rams in 99, it was 300 to 1.
Right.
500 to 1 is the number here. I can't remember. Now, we could go over to soccer and all that stuff in Europe, but I don't count that, personally. So it's a personal thing. So we're talking one of the great upsets champions of all time. Of all time. So I'm excited, and I'll tell you something. Vegas is a transactional town. We know that, right? There's a lot of transients. People come, people go. And obviously, every interaction, for the most part, not everyone, but almost everyone, is about what am I gaining, what is the other person gaining, probably more than any other city in the country. But for the first time, I actually didn't make a bet that I loved because I felt like I'd be going against Vegas. Now, that sounds absurd because I'm always like, hey, root with your heart, bet with your head.
Right.
But to me, I felt like pretty much every round of this playoff, the no on the Golden Knights to win the title was a great bet. Not in necessarily in that round, but the various books were putting it up, okay, 3-1 payoff, let's say entering the playoffs if the Golden Knights win, minus 500 or whatever. I think initially, though, it was minus 1,100 before the first round. Is each of the rounds I like the no because Vegas was trying to get extra action on the no because they're so lopsided on all these Vegas Knights future tickets that they were making the lines just really, really attractive. But I'm thinking this whole city is rooting so hard. And, you know, for me to root against that, I've been here 20 years. So now it looks like perhaps I'm being rewarded for not firing because obviously now you're at the point if you want to say no, you can get plus 130 because Golden Knights right now in the series for the Stanley Cup are in the minus 150 range. Now, one caveat, and I'm not sure if it's still up, but Avello at the win has or had up will justify win the Triple Crown and the Golden Knights win the title.
No, nice.
And to me, I'm thinking, okay, I could probably bet that one and feel okay. and I'm thinking about it. We'll see next week.
Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. That's where you get the links to the new Dream Preview. RJ, I hate to say it, but we're going to be joined by Vegas Golden Knights defenseman Braden McNabb here in just a minute. Just before we go, tell us what's on the Dream Preview and what you got going on for MLB, NFL, and for the NBA playoffs.
So you're saying the Golden Knights are more important than me?
I certainly am.
At least you're honest about
it. All right.
Hey, we did a great 2-hour, 15-minute show this week breaking down the NBA, breaking down the college football, three long shot bets to win the title, Also, a lot of talk about the NFL, so just go to any podcast player, search for RJ Bell, subscribe, and Friday, you're going to get Steve Cofield and I in the AM doing Don't Bet on It.
Much thanks, RJ. Great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care of yourself. RJ Bell on the odds in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Good stuff there in the Stanley Cup, and obviously his notes point out what this would mean in terms of beginning odds to now.
And when we come back, we'll be joined by Vegas Golden Knights defenseman Braden McNabb here on the Press Box.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
The sports update brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Golden Knights will face the Washington Capitals after last night's Game 7 in Tampa Bay. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals will take place on Monday at T-Mobile Arena. They drop the puck at 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. And in the NBA tonight, Game 5 between the Rockets and Warriors. Series tied at 2, this game in Houston. The sports update brought to you by InterstateBatteries.com.
Out they come on the left side, shoved forward. Here's Carlson, left wing. Through the circle, drop past Smith to the back door. They score! Knights take a 1-0 lead. Braden McNabb from the right side scores against his old club.
Here we are, Ed Graney Review Journal, Clay Baker. Jared, the intern, he's a GW kid. He says he's voting for the Knights, but he's got some Capitals in him. He knows Ovi, and he's in town from George Washington. Pleased to be joined by now Vegas Golden Knights defenseman Braden McNabb. Join us here on the Press Box. Braden, before we get into the Capitals, I cannot believe Gerard's out there. I cannot believe you guys did not at least force him to take a hot lap like Trotz did. Could this be something in the future, or do you not think Turk's ever going around that fast again?
Oh, I don't. I don't. We'll see that.
That's
very highly unlikely. Yeah, very highly unlikely.
You now know who you play. So, and I know beforehand, you're like, everyone's like, look, it doesn't matter. It's Stanley Cup Finals. They're going to be great tees. But at the end of the day, it's like Turk said before the Winnipeg series, look, you want to be home because you know if there is a 7, you have 7 at home. In the back of your mind as you're watching that, does that seep in last night? Like, you know what? They're both really good teams, but we get to start at home if this team wins.
Yeah, no, obviously we love playing at home. We've been good at home all year, so to have home ice advantage, I think it is an advantage for our team. But, you know, Washington's a great team, and, you know, our mindset was, you know, they're both great teams, and it's going to be a big challenge, and we're going to have to have all 20 guys play in their A game. So, you know, it's going to be a fun challenge, and, you know, I think everyone's pretty excited.
I think everyone was extremely impressed at how both you and Nate Schmidt were able to handle the top lines at both Winnipeg and San Jose. Talk about maybe compare and contrast what you saw between Bufflin and Wheeler and what you're going to see in Washington.
Yeah, you know, that Wheeler line, they're a very good line. You know, they had it all, they had speed, skill, and they worked well with each other. So it was a tough task for us, but I thought we handled it pretty good. You know, they were able to get... you know, Scheifele got 4 goals, I think, in 2 games. But, you know, there was other 3 games, you know, he didn't get a whole lot. So we did a pretty good job of containing him and not letting him get in a whole lot. But, you know, Ovechkin, he's a heavy shooter. You know, you got to take away his time and space. And I think a real key guy is going to be Knetsov, you know, because he's, you know, basically sets up Ovechkin all the time. He's a fast player that, you know, can make a lot of plays and open space up for other guys. So, we're going to have to play tight as a unit of 5 when we're out there against them. And, you know, we're going to have to outwork them and play our game, and we'll be okay.
You know, you mentioned his name, and his name will be mentioned a lot before and during the series. And it doesn't really matter what side you're on. I think if you're a sports fan and you watched him win last night and afterwards get emotional because he's finally made it to this stage, you kind of got to feel that's a cool story. That's sports are about these stories. It's not only about the Knights having their season, but a guy like this now gets there. When you mention Ovechkin and you take other names that we hear as hockey fans throughout the year, whether it be McDavid, Crosby, those kind of guys, some younger than others, obviously some older, compare him, I guess, to the top players. What makes him like those guys when you have to go against him?
Yeah, he's, you know, one of the best goal scorers, you know, in this generation, if not all time. You know, he's proven it year after year. You know, he's a superstar. He's, you know, a superstar around the league, and he's a guy, you know, obviously he's their captain, he's their leader, and when he's going, everyone follows. So he's going to be a guy we have to key on, but, you know, we can't let that distract us in our overall game, but it's definitely something we got to be aware of when he's on ice.
Braden McNabb here with us. Vegas Golden Knights open up game one of the Stanley Cup Finals on Monday, Memorial Day, 5 p.m. They drop the puck at T-Mobile Arena. Braden, talk in detail and explain your relationship with Nate Schmidt and what's it like to be paired with somebody who always has your back on the ice.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's great on and off the ice. He's, you know, a fun guy. He's always having a good time. He has a smile on his face, so he brings a lot of, you know, positive energy in the room. And then on the ice, he's, you know, a phenomenal player. You know, I think he's grown a lot this year. I think a lot of guys on this team have, and he's accepted this role as, you know, plays a lot of minutes, plays around 25 minutes a game, and, you know, he chips in the offense and he's very good defensively. So he's been great being able to play with him, and it's been awesome that we've been able to develop pretty good chemistry.
Well, it's bound to happen to one of you guys, and it happened to him. Is hockey like other sports in that he knows Washington's roster best and he can give guys pointers, or is hockey different in that sense? You always ask guys, hey, you played with them in a football game, break him down, break his game down. Can he help in the sense of that, or you're going to watch the tape and you know these guys so well that it's not that huge of an advantage that your line mate now is from that team?
He knows little things. He knows how guys, the tendencies and whatnot. So I think that definitely helps him, and, you know, he's already been giving me some advice on what guys like to do.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's it's how we play as a team. I'm sure he's, you know, excited, and there's going to be that extra nerves and exciting. But, you know, we're going to have to control our emotions and just make sure we play our game.
Hockey players have long memories, and for many Capitals teams over the years, Marc-Andre Fleury was kind of like the Prince of Darkness. He was the guy keeping them away from where they wanted to go, and now again they have to face him again. Do you feel like, because this is a different team for both the Capitals and now the Golden Knights, that perhaps the superstition and the stigma may have worn off?
I don't know about that. We love Flower. He's, you know, amazing teammate, and obviously everyone knows how good he is on the ice. And, you know, we're not here without him, and he's a big part of this team. And you know, he's definitely going to be a key guy in this series for us if we want to win.
How does he keep everybody loose on the ice and during the games? Because, you know, he's behind you, and you always seem to feel like you can defer to him, not only just for great athletic play, but for leadership as well.
Yeah, definitely. He's a big part of the leadership in our room. You know, he's been here. He's been here multiple times. He's got 3 cups. And, you know, you see him out there just making great saves, and he's laughing after, having a good time. I think he's at his best when, you know, he's enjoying the game and playing, you know, important hockey. So, he definitely, you know, keeps us calm. And, you know, maybe at some points we rely on him too much, which, you know, we don't really like. But, you know, that's what good teams need. They need someone who can backs up you and, you know, bail you out when you need it.
I asked a couple guys in the room the other day to quantify what we're now reading. The narrative here is, where does this rank in all-time sports stories? And obviously you're going to be compared, just because of the odds, to Leicester City, to the Miracle on Ice, and other people love to compare these stories, as subjective as they are, because there's really no way to determine which is the most incredible. And yet, I was interested to hear people like Spies and Tatar and these people say, you know what, it's not a story yet because we haven't finished anything. It does seem to be a consistent narrative in your room that this has been nice, but as Marchessault yesterday said, all we got is a hat. We have to finish this. Do you think that that's important to remember that, you know, this has been incredible, but those 4 wins are going to probably be the hardest you're going to have to earn all year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this series is going to be definitely the toughest test on the highest stage. And, yeah, we know as a group, you know, we've accomplished a lot this year. And, you know, it's been a crazy fun ride, but, you know, nothing is not done. You know, like Marcus said, it's just a hat. Everyone wants to win. You know, you don't want to come second place. There's nothing in second place. So, you know, our focus is winning in this game and keeping this fun ride going.
When you were a young player coming out of Saskatchewan and playing for Kootenay with Cody Eakin, and you guys would often go against the weak kings, and Kelly McCrimmon was a part of that, and you guys won the Western League Hockey Championship all those years ago, but even as a young player, did you ever actually have like a fantasy of like, I'm going to enter a game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, and is this kind of like how you could see this, your career setting up to this point right now here in Vegas?
No, you never expect... I never expected to be in Vegas. well, it's not like the finals, that's for sure, but, you know, as a younger kid, you definitely dream of it, and, you know, you picture yourself there, but you never know if it's going to happen, and to be here, it feels pretty amazing, and it's been a lot of hard work up to this point, but there's, you know, a lot more work we got to do to finish this, but yeah, looking back and, you know, winning that championship in junior, you know, that was a pretty big thing for us. It was exciting times for us, you know, winning anything is fun. So that was a big moment in our life. And, you know, if we could do it here again, you know, it would be unbelievable.
How would you describe what's going on at the practice facility like today at City National Arena for somebody who has not been there? How would you go and describe that, the scene and the frenzy that's for the Golden Knights right now?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. It's pretty remarkable. You know, every you know, almost all year it's been, we've had, I don't know if it's been sold out all year, it definitely is now, but we've had unbelievable fan base, and you know, they're excited, we're excited, and, you know, it's just great to see that, you know, we've developed such great fans early in the franchise.
And for you personally, how has it been for, like, living in Vegas and the way maybe people may have treated you in September as opposed to now, for example, like, I mean, you're probably getting recognized from Uber drivers to restaurants. I mean, go over a couple of stories of how, like, things have changed and the perception has changed where you may have gone somewhat anonymous in September, but now everybody recognizes you.
Yeah, you know what, it's kind of crazy. It definitely happened. I just went for, you know, lunch yesterday, and there was a couple ladies who, you know, were at the shootings, and they were just thanking me and for all the support. You know, they said, you know, it really helped the city heal, and when you hear that, you know, it feels pretty good that, you know, we mean something to this city, and, you know, we've helped the city out through the tragedy that happened. So, you know, it's just amazing that we're able to be here for the city and make the city grow together.
Follow him on Twitter at Nabarro3. Huge series ahead for him and his teammates. VGK versus the Washington Capitals, game one of the best of seven, Monday, 5 p.m. Braden, we thank you for the time. Best of luck in the series, and we'll talk to you after each game.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Braden
McNabb of your Vegas Golden Knights Twitter handle at Nabber, NABBER03. Yeah, he and Schmidt were huge against that front line in Winnipeg. And I know Girard likes to say he doesn't match lines, which is a bunch of nonsense, because he does match lines, because you should match lines when you have defensemen working together as well as Schmidt and McNabb.
Well, to think that it's just random occurrences is wrong.
No, it's not random occurrences. Those guys were on against the first line all the time. And then when they made a switch and they thought it was going to be the first line, they're jamming off because, like, it's not our time yet. So you do match because you have to. You have to have your best against the best. And McNabb and Schmidt have really worked into a nice tandem there defensively in front of Fleury. And here comes Ovechkin. And, you know, as he said, he's a generational scorer, a generational player like the Crosbys and the Malkins and the McDavids and people like that. And I just think it's going to be really cool to watch. Not only can the Vegas Golden Knights close out the story, but that Alexander Ovechkin has made the Stanley Cup final. We both said beforehand, not only that didn't want to go to Tampa, nothing against it, but a lot against it. Didn't want to go to Tampa. When you think you now have a general manager, I've done a little research, and I'll ask you to do the same. I have yet to really find a general manager in sports whose current team has advanced to the championship round, and he built both teams in the final, which George McPhee did. That is very weird in terms of, Karp and I were talking about the facility the other day. I'm like, and Steve came up with a few, but then he goes, no, because of this, or no, because of that. George McPhee built both of these teams.
Yeah, he created both machines.
It's very, I mean, I don't even know, like I said, of the four sports in North America, has that happened? I can't think of that.
It would almost be like Bill Belichick having to go and face the Patriots with a different team. You know,
with a different team. Okay, right. And people brought up the Lakers, but Cart made a good point. Jerry West built the Lakers. Pat Riley coached them. Pat Riley built the Heat. Eric Spoelstra coached them. I mean, it's different. You know, they didn't. It's who built them. McPhee built the Capitals. I mean, of course, there's a few different guys on the team now than when he was there. He got fired, but, I mean, he was there 17 years. He had Ovechkin. I mean, he had the main culprits there.
Yep.
And obviously, he built the Knights from scratch. So the storylines in this series going forward, Nate Schmidt being a Washington Capital, Fleury, his past and his beating the Capitals, McPhee building both teams, the storylines are far, Ovechkin period, he's just a great story anyway, are far more compelling, I think, than had they played Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and sometimes when you have these little like Brian McClellan is the Capitals general manager, there's a fight there for McClellan to also earn his own identity, winning a Stanley, you know, winning a President's Trophy two times McClellan has, and now finally making the Stanley Cup Finals appearance. This is something where he wants to go and make his own mark, and there's always that master pupil situation there. But McClellan, a professional in his own right, but for McPhee, and we should have asked Braden this: has he ever come down and actually talked about the Capitals itself? I mean, you would have to think, like, would anybody ever have a large, a real need to go and defeat Washington? I don't think McPhee's like that. McPhee doesn't need to. Every player on that team understands how badly McPhee wants
this game. Oh, you know it burns inside him.
Yes.
I don't care if you're somewhere 7 years, 17, or 27. When you're fired, and then you get a chance to then play and beat the team that fired you, of course there's an extra burning inside. Now, you and I both know he's not the greatest talker anyway. He doesn't talk a lot. He's actually pretty good when you get him, and he'll talk about stuff. Apparently, he's at the Combine in Buffalo this week. They're all scouting because the draft's coming up. So very coincidentally, he's staying away from this because he knows when the Washington media hit town here in a few days,
he knows.
Who are they going to want to talk to? They're like, where the hell's George?
That's the story.
You know, I mean, that's going to be the story. Well, George is in Buffalo scouting players for the draft. And oh, what good timing for George that he and Kelly McCrimmon are off scouting, you know, players for the upcoming draft and to add more players for the Golden Knights. At some point, though, George will have to come back for game one. And my guess is the Washington Riders won't stop until they say, you know what, we need to talk to him. I mean, you know, and look, I think eventually he'll hold some kind of session. I don't think you cannot do that. That wouldn't be fair either. I mean, look, you built both teams. And by the way, it's a positive story. You built two teams that are playing in the Stanley Cup Final. That's kind of an indictment of your ability, is it not, as a general manager to build winning teams?
You know, they always say, like, the making of a great manager is that you can manage an organization and they don't need you. They can run without you. And think about this, like, McPhee has now created two dynamic machines that's got to be like
a
huge, like, sense of pride, or at least maybe he's not that kind of guy that will sit there and look and pat himself on the back. But one of these days, he's going to have to sit back and look at the perspective of how he's been able to build two fantastic teams together, and now they get to go face each other. And maybe that's why the Golden Knights, to me, are so appealing. And it's not just because of the achievement, but the way they handle success from top down, from coaches, executives, and players. The way they have dealt with this success is really astonishing. Not one player talks out of turn.
They're not like that.
No one makes unusual statements in the front office or personnel. Everyone is all on the same page and all aligned.
Well, and every time we've talked to McPhee about, you know, the team, the first thing he does is give credit to his scouting staff. Because, look, it makes sense. Those were the guys out scouting all these players, watching them last year.
He does.
You know, kind of guessing as to who would be exposed. And, okay, if Nate Schmidt's exposed, what do we think about him? And, you know, hey, Fleury's probably going to be exposed here because they have to make a decision here. And they're not giving up Murray, obviously, that quick. He's won him a couple cups. And, you know, James Neal's a UFA. He'll probably be exposed by Nashville. Perron, UFA, he'll probably be exposed. And let the Knights make the decision on the contract. So they still had to make the smart decisions in building the team. But one thing about McPhee is he'll always give Kelly McCrimmon and, you know, the staff credit, even though, you know, obviously he played the biggest role in it. He ultimately had to have the final decision on who they picked. He's the GM. So, I think, eventually he'll be made available, and whether it be the Washington Post, whoever, will get their questions in. And I think for the most part, or if not all the part, it should be a very positive narrative. And, like, there's one guy here who has the handprints on both of these teams, and they both got to the final. So, you know, pretty good job by him.
It's a great job.
You can't go too negative on that. I mean, the guy built two teams that are in the final.
But also relying on the people surrounding you to go and do the extra work and the hard work. Think about all those days and weeks while the Golden Knights offices were on Town Center, you know, in another part of Summerlin, as their corporate offices were like last summer and in the months previous. They were all busy on the road. Every one of them, from Kelly McCrimmon to all those guys, they were all busy on the road, putting their work in, just as they're doing now, and taking no time off to sit there and breathe in the accolades, because that's just not in their makeup. Bill Foley built this team with the right guys, and Gerard Gallant filled it with the right players.
When we come back, finally put the Jared and the intern kid to work. He pulled some Trumpy sound.
Way to go, Jared.
Well, he saw me and he went right to Trumpy. We'll hear from Trumpy after this. And how the NFL with this anthem nonsense once again cannot get out of its own way. Back after this.
That's the sound cars make.
Watch out for the accident. It's over in Henderson, 95 southbound before College Drive. The left lane is blocked there. Other accidents include Russell Road at Spencer, Paradise at Tropicana, Naples at Swenson, and now on Dean Martin Drive at Twain.
Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend with your Las Vegas 51s. Friday, there will be a post-game fireworks show. Saturday, the first 2,500 fans through the gates will receive a 51s camouflage cap. Both nights presented by Findlay Toyota. Gates open at 6 p.m. with the first pitch at 7:05. Enjoy your Sunday fun day at the 51s game when the action starts at noon. The holiday weekend concludes on Dollar Menu Monday night presented by Smith's. Get your tickets at lv51.com.
Las Vegas 51s. They're all of this world.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Gehl rejuvenates air conditioners every day. We're famous for it. But if your AC is more than 11 years old, it probably needs ultimate rejuvenation. Replacement! You could replace your system because the motors are hot and eating amps, or because the compressor sounds bad. But the best reason to get an energy-efficient new Freon pumping state-of-the-art Gehl is because they're awesome. Gehl Air Conditioning has been awarded 114 patents by the U.S. Patent Office. 114! I'm Ken Goodrich. My dog Sadie reminds me every day that dogs age 7 times faster than people. But air conditioners age even faster than dogs. But the big difference between dogs and air conditioners is that we love old dogs, but an old air conditioner is like an old computer. If your system is more than 11, replace it. It's old, it's low tech, it's out of warranty. It's time. GOETTL.com.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you 4 brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 basketball tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
Is credit card debt burying you alive? What if one phone call could help save you thousands of dollars? Years of stress and anxiety. What if one phone call, right now, could help save your family from bankruptcy? We're Credit Associates, and one phone call to us could help save you thousands. Because if you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you may not have to pay it all off. For free information on how we could settle your debt for a lot less than you owe, call 1-800-500-5211. There's no obligation, just free information. Sometimes all it takes to change your life is one phone call. Make your call now and we'll show you, for free, just how much money you could save. 1-800-500-5211. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. This is too important to wait. Call 1-800-500-5211.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You'll also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 basketball tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem, and the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done.
Sound provided by Jared the intern. Did Trumpy just kick Marshawn Lynch out of the country?
Dude, it just works perfectly for his little narrative to come on Fox and Friends and spout the baloney and say, look at me, look what I did, my influence is carried over.
But, and I'm not defending Trumpy here, I blame the NFL. Why did they go to these lengths to even give him a platform by which to again start spewing this stuff right before the midterms and everything? It's like, wait, this is on you. You say you did this to, you know, apparently Jim Trotter tweeted out secretly behind closed doors they did this to limit his narrative. He turned it around on you, and now he's bringing it again to the forefront. This is on the NFL not being able to get out of its own way with this anthem stuff. I'm telling you, they did this. You can rip all you rip Trump all you want, but if they would have come out of those meetings and nothing would have been said about the anthem, he wouldn't have been holding a press conference, and Jared would have had no sound to pull today because he wouldn't have had to say anything. This is the NFL, Clay. They can't get out of their own way. It's amazing it came to this in the last 40 hours when no one even really knows if there would have been an issue this year.
And people are even saying, and even ESPN is saying that the NFL didn't even hold an official vote when they passed a new anthem resolution. League executives polled owners and knew how they would vote, but didn't actually hold an official tally. Which is
didn't someone abstain? Was that the Jets owner?
Yeah, Jed
Who
York.
Abstained?
Yeah, Jed York.
Oh, the Niners. Okay. Oh, the Niners. Okay.
So they just like, oh, we assume that you're going to vote for this, and we'll just narc you down for a yes. You know, like, so all right, that's
can
how we're
doing.
Can
you say unanimous if someone you abstained? Can't well, say unanimous.
I think you can if they didn't even like vote at all. So if you're abstentia, then that you don't even count. So it's
like you weren't in the room.
You weren't in the room. So they got 31 out of 31. But the whole premise of if you don't agree with this, you have to go sit inside and away from everyone else until you're ready to come back out is beginning to really stink. The whole thing stinks. And it didn't seem like they purely vetted this. It's almost as if this is what happens when 30 guys get into a room and this is what that comes out.
Yeah.
The 30 owners, the elitists, when they get in a room, this is the best they can do. After 3.5 hours.
I mean, they've gotten things wrong before, but I think this is just an epic blunder of what... And I also think it's been so open-ended now. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. I know you and Frank talked about it a lot yesterday when I was at the hockey. But I'm not even sure anymore who can fine who and who even disciplines anybody. I mean, now they've made what was kind of a... Not a confusing subject matter, but certainly a controversial one. Complete confusion. So if I go in, I don't get fined. But if I come out and sit, I do. And we said yesterday, you have to show respect to the flag according to the NFL. So if I don't put my hand over the heart, am I getting fined? I mean, again, 3 hours with these goofballs in a room, you knew they were coming out with complete buffoonery. And they've come out now, and no one even understands what the hell is going to go on now. And one of the owners said, I'll pay the fine. So now you got that guy stepping up saying, I'll pay your fine. I mean, it's just, it's absolute. They made what was a dying story into, yet again, this politically charged narrative, and you give the president, whatever you think about him, if you don't do that yesterday, he's not out there on Fox and Friends saying that this morning. But now you've given him an ability to go off on his stuff again. This is the NFL, man. I mean, they just can't get out of the way of themselves. What are they doing?
And we got a lot of comments from Goodell and Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, Art Rooney, CEO of the president of the Steelers. Here is Mark Murphy, the Green Bay Packers CEO, and what he had to say afterwards.
You look back at last year, last fall was difficult, I think, for all of us within the league. But one of the real positives that came out of it was the improved relationship between management and the players, and I think that's been a real positive. We want that to continue to move forward. And I think you also have to put this in the context of looking at just over the last year or two, what the league, the clubs, and the players, how working together, some of the great progress we've made on the underlying issues that the players were protesting and really making a big difference in their communities on social justice issues.
What are you talking about?
What the hell is he talking about?
You got together with who and when?
First of all, how can your relationship be with players better when you now come out with this stupid policy that if they don't want if they don't like the anthem, they can stay in the room or get fined? How's that improving your relationship with players? Is that guy drunk? What was he talking about? Everything he said is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Our relationship with the players are better. You just spent 3 hours in a room to figure out how to screw it up even more, and then you come out and you say you got to stay in the room if you don't respect the flag. You can't kneel. You can't sit. And again, with Goodell, we want people to stand. We want to make sure they treat their moment in respectful fashion. What does that mean? Do I have to have my hand over my heart? Can I have my hands behind my back? Can we join hands in a sign of unity? And will that be perceived as against the anthem yet again? That guy was completely lost talking there. What you have only damaged what was already bad.